All right, I am here today with Kate from Hunter Subaru, and Kate has been involved a lot with our events over the past few years, and I wanted to catch up with you today because I've been noticing that you are posting some inspiring things online. You look different when I see you around. You look a little different. Kate and I, how long have we known each other? A few years now, do you think?
Probably 5 or so years now.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a bit. It's been a minute. Kate, tell us what's happening in your world.
So last year I started out on a health journey just to make myself feel better. I was really overweight. I had faced a health scare and at the beginning this time last year actually. And when I was finally through that, it was like, okay, now is the time to lose the weight and just get healthy and feel better. Initially, I didn't have like a goal in mind. Now I do. But it's time to lose the weight. And I've tried so many things throughout the years, and some things have worked and some things have wrecked my system completely. And I don't know what it is about. I think I know what it is. This year, it just finally clicked. All the pieces fell together to where it's working and sustainable.
Tell me about the goal. What's the goal that you have?
Yeah, so the goal is to get below 190.
Okay.
I have a personal trainer. I've been as big as 350 and as small as 200. I've been above 200 pounds since 5th grade, so it's no
Okay.
secret. So I've
Okay.
always been bigger, but I've always been active. And so I work out with a personal trainer a couple times a week for strength training. And our goal is to stay between 175 and 190.
Okay.
So there's always, girls' weekends away, or you know what I mean? Like your body just changes, it's constantly changing. And so that's the range that we've picked at. And I like that it's not a specific number because it's not really about a specific number, as it is just about feeling good with yourself.
Yeah, and what works for your body too. I know I've always been very thin boned and thin, and that's part of my genes and my makeup. And people are like, oh, poor you. But really, I had a hard time actually putting on weight, and I would get the opposite treatment of why are you so skinny? Do you have an eating disorder? All these things. And it's like sometimes our body is a certain way. And even though you knew you were overweight, you might not ever get to be 120 or 130. And that doesn't fit with your body shape or bone structure.
100%. I'm tall. So for me to be 120, like I feel at that point somebody would be like, please eat a cheeseburger. What's wrong?
Exactly. And that's what
What are
people have
you?
told me.
So
Go
it's both ways. It's crazy how we all attack each other for looks. And that's one thing I've struggled with my whole life has been my weight. And everyone's like, well, if you just eat less and you work out more, like you'll get there. And I was like, you have no idea the lengths that I've gone to do that and it not work.
And it
Or
sounds like such a simple solution
yeah.
to a
I
very
mean,
complicated
I've
problem.
done no carbs. I've done Weight Watchers, I've done keto, I've done vegan, I've done paleo and like a whole non-preservative, no artificial, just natural food and it's natural stuff. You name it, I've done it over the
So, is
years.
this the first time you've done this journey with exercise or more exercise or a different type?
This is the first time I've done the journey where I had planned exercise specifically. Like before, I'd be on a diet and I'm like, I'm just gonna go to the gym. I'm gonna go to the gym, or I'm gonna walk, or I'm gonna bike ride. This is the first time where I said, okay, this is gonna be my meal plan and this is how I'm gonna do my nutrition. And then with my nutrition, this is my gonna be my workout regimen. And so it's the first time I put them both together. I can say for many years I thought I could outwork out whatever I ate. And I'd be in a CrossFit gym. I remember for the longest time, the closest I got back to being to 200, I was in a CrossFit gym an hour a day, 6 days a week, and eating like boiled chicken and steamed broccoli and just burnt myself out in 3 months.
Not sustainable.
It's not sustainable. This time I decided to hire a personal trainer, and more so for the fact of it's not that I can't read about what I'm supposed to do or see how you're supposed to use equipment or how you plan your workouts or use an app or something. I needed that accountability. Like I needed to pay somebody so that I didn't feel guilty about going or not going. Like I know my trainer's waiting on me at 6:30 every Tuesday, Thursday, and she's getting up early to meet me there because I'm her first client of the day. So I did that more from an accountability standpoint. And I worked out with her for probably, 6, 8 months before I really truly got serious about the nutrition side. And then once the nutrition got in line with what I was doing with her, it was like, all right, here we go. Let's go. We're losing weight. The pounds started to come off, but it came off evenly, which was so amazing to see it that way.
So really, it sounds like you started with the exercise component, got into that, got settled in, got your routine, and then you started adding the nutrition component to it.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that are all over the place all the time. And then I normally like jump in, but I jump into the point of like craziness sometimes. And it was like, look, I need to do this so it becomes sustainable. So I'm just going to change one behavior at a time until it becomes a habit. And then once it becomes a habit, then I can move on to the, and just made it. And that's how I got into running. I started running last July because we had the Apple Festival for the chamber coming up, and we needed a team for Hunter. And so I just
I
looked at it.
remember that was your first, going to be your first 5K,
First
right?
run.
Yeah, 5K. Yep, I remember that.
So it just became okay. I'm down 30 pounds at that point. I'm feeling better. My knee is not hurting as much. My ankle wasn't hurting as much. I was in my nutrition. So that was the next habit. Like I've always wanted to be a runner. I've always hated running. You know what I mean?
You
Like
said that.
it's
That's
a
why
love-hate
I was,
relationship with
yes,
me
that's why
my
I was
whole
like,
life.
wait, you're running?
And
What?
so it just kind of came like, okay, let's see if we can make this a habit. Let's see if this is something I could enjoy. Because at that point, I was loving being in the gym, but I love sweating. I don't know what it is, but like coming off of a workout where you've been sweating and you're just drained, like I love that feeling. Like I know I worked hard for myself. And it's also just so mentally freeing. Like I literally had somebody in the gym the other day. I was running on the treadmill, and like as soon as I was done, they tapped me on the shoulder and they're like, I swear you're about to break out into a dance. Like I had my headphones in and I was
That
in the zone running. And it was one of the best things because I was like, I just get lost in the music and it's such a good mental clarity for me. So that's how I picked up running because it was like, okay, we've got this race coming up and we sponsor so much that I was like, let's put a team together. Let's do
it.
that. Yeah.
So
And
let
so,
me ask you about the races because I know you've been at Hunter Subaru for a long time and you've been around to a lot of events. And for a while, it seemed like you were just not interested. You were just,
I wasn't.
so what do you feel like the shift was? Do you feel like it was because you had that health crisis and then all of a sudden you're like, maybe I'll start running? Or do you feel like just being around that environment inspired you and you're like, actually, maybe I will try it? What was it?
I think there's a lot of components there. I had a serious issue with my eyes last year that they thought was going to be a brain tumor, and then they thought cancer, MS, and then diabetes. And when it was ruled out that it was not diabetes and all of those other things, it was kind of okay. I need to get serious about this and started chasing wellness in general. Just how do I just feel better? And that was February to May of last year. And then in May, I started the nutrition program and started to see some results. And then we do so many events that I am constantly around them, right? And I was like, why can't I run? And I have our executive team here is super close, and everybody is fairly physical. Like we've gone hiking together as a team. We love to just go and do a team building. We go hike 4 or 5 miles and then go have lunch. I've never been in a culture where health, mental health, and social health is a priority for the organization. And so I just wanted to be better for that. Like the first hike we did as a team, I was always at the back of the pack, right? Everybody was just spacing out, talking or whatever as we were hiking. But I just kept noticing that I was constantly behind. And so I was like, okay, let's get better. Let's do this. You know what I mean? And so that's where it helped because like I have a team that's, hey, if you want to go run, let's go run. Let's go run together. Let's go, where are you at with your progress and things like that. So it's just part of the culture here. And I was surrounded by it. So it just made it really easy to get into it.
Yeah, I
It was like,
sucked
okay,
you
yeah, I've got some weight down. I'm already going to be there. I still have to be there for the
I
whole
still
event.
have to work. I might as well.
Yeah. And so I thought about it. I was like, let's try with the chamber. Chamber is so great. And he's always busting my chops about not being there for it. And so I was like, we'll try it. We'll just try it. And now this year I have a goal to run a 5K a month, which is crazy. But I was like, to
Crazy.
thinking like this time last year, running wasn't even on my radar.
Yeah.
55 plus pounds heavier.
Yeah. Don't you think too, with 5Ks especially, it's so cool to see in the numbers, like just the gradual improvement. It might be 14 seconds that you shaved off of the last month's 5K, and it's oh.
Yeah, so I haven't seen it month to month, but so I did the 5K at Labor Day. And then I signed up for the Turkey Trot for Thanksgiving. And that's when I really got into really working on timing. Like I was like, okay, I did my first one. I didn't finish last. So I was very happy. I was not last. I ran the whole thing except for the cemetery because that was a climb. And then I was like, how do I drop my time? And so I started working with my trainer. And we just put together, I used one of those apps, right? Interval running apps to get myself there. And so I started working backwards through the app again just to work on speed through the intervals to get my breathing down. And I ran the Turkey Trot 7 minutes faster than the Labor Day race.
That's unbelievable.
And I was like,
That
what is this
was
looking at? Like,
2 months. 2 months
huh?
difference. 2 months
Yeah, it was
difference.
2 months different. And then I was pretty much the same time for Ugly Sweater and then a little faster for New Year's. So
The
we'll
New Year's
see
stuff.
next week.
Frostbite.
Yeah.
So now that you're doing this journey, I would bet that you have started to realize that, hey, I don't like this feeling if I don't exercise.
Yeah.
So what happens to you now when you don't run or you don't eat healthy? What are you noticing?
It totally gets to me. You mentioned earlier, I love to travel. I travel for work a bunch. The last several weeks have been heavy travel for me for work. And some of the things, like I was like, okay, I don't really drink red wine right now. That's not a focus of mine because I'm trying to stay off sugar. And this past weekend, I was at a dinner with a bunch of colleagues and I ended up having a couple glasses of wine. But I woke up the next morning and I was like, I have to go run. Like, I have to get this out of my system, or I had a bad day yesterday. Like I was just in a bad mood and I just needed to get out of it and was like, I need to go to the gym. I know I can go to the gym and get back to my happy place. So if I go too many days without working out, I'm not right. Or like I got back into town, I think it was 10 o'clock Tuesday night. And Wednesday last night, I was like, I gotta go to the gym. I had my bag packed at 7 a.m. on my way to work to go to the gym that night because I was like, I need to get back in it.
So easy to get disrupted from those things. And I've been running now for 20 years. So I started as an adult. I didn't run in school or anything like that. I found it as an adult. And I went on a trip a couple weeks ago. And while I was super active on the trip, I was doing cross-country skiing, which was terrifying because I'd never done that before. I didn't run. I didn't do my normal running or biking, yoga routine. And it got me off kilter. And I used to struggle big time with panic attacks and anxiety. And when I first started running 20 years ago, I noticed when I ran, I didn't feel that anxiety. I didn't feel that panic. Like it was the magic drug. And it was amazing. And
Interesting.
going on that trip, those anxiety feelings that I have not had in so long came back. The panic attacks came back, and I was like, what is going on with me? And as I was traveling home, I was like, what in the world? And I'm like, I'm off kilter. Like, I'm
Yeah.
not doing
I'm off
my
base.
regular routine. And even though I was moving my body, it wasn't what I needed mentally because the cross country skiing was so stressful. It
Yeah.
was a stress to me because I was learning it and trying to figure it out. And so I think there's such a mental health component to exercise. And yes, the physical part's there too, but it's like you get this craving and addiction just to feel that you're talking about
Yes.
after you're sweating and just that release. And I think for anybody who's listening or watching, like that is the reason that I exercise every day is to have that so that I don't have to go and take that anti-anxiety medicine. And so I think that it's so cool that you are finding that correlation and
Yeah.
how things are interwoven. And I'm sure you can feel the difference when you drink versus not drinking and your exercise and how that's influenced the next day. And you're
Oh,
like,
yeah.
oh.
Yeah. It's funny because I do travel so much, it's weird that now when I'm looking for hotels, I'm looking at pictures of the gym before I
Like,
book the
what
hotel.
equipment do they have?
Yeah. Because I was in Dallas a couple weeks ago for work and I knew I was going to be there for 5 days. And I was like, I'm not running outside. It's too cold. I'm one of those. If it's raining, I'm not running outside. If it's wind, like if it's dark, I'm not running outside. And so I started to figure out how to running on a treadmill. I don't, but we're still working on it. But okay, I need a hotel with a good gym. So I knew I was going to be gone for 5 days. I knew I wasn't going to be on my eating plan like 100% just because of the, it was a convention. So you have no idea and you have no control over food. And so now I chase like that gym. And I had a hotel this week in Florida and I was like, I don't like this gym at all. But I was like, luckily it was warm. So I went and running on the beach and I was like, this is great. So it is cool to run in cities now because I've fallen in love with running outside. And so I was in US back in October and I ran from our condo to the buoy, which is like the southernmost point of the United States. And it was 5 miles, but I came back from vacation. They're like, what was your most epic part? And I was like, I watched the sunrise over the water, but I ran there and then I ran back. It's
It
like,
feels epic. It's like you
yeah, it
do a little
does.
adventure and you see things that you don't see in a car when you're running. Tell me about the Apple Festival race, which was your first 5K. I know you, oh, I will never forget seeing you there at the race and finishing. Everybody was so proud of you and just so excited for you to reach that milestone. Think back to that finish line feeling. What did that feel like for you?
It was crazy because I was coming up that last hill, and you don't think that hill is that steep coming up that turn, like before you turn back into the parking lot. And I was like, "What? Why is this hill still here? I know I have to be close. I have to be close." And like I said, I get really lost in my music, and I was like, "I know it's coming." And so I had slipped one AirPod out or whatever and put it in my pocket as I was coming across. And all I remember is like hearing you like yell my name into the microphone, and I was just like, "I did it!" Like it was just like this, like. I don't know if it was a weight off my shoulders or like just an overwhelming like feeling of I did it and I can do it and I can do it again. And then my niece was there and she ran the 1 mile and she just attacked me and she came running up and she's, I'm so happy for you. She was so cute. And so it was just such a great feeling. And I've never experienced that before.
It's unlike anything that ever happens.
Yeah, now I kind of chase it. I kind of chase that finish line.
And I think too, it's just so many people over the years when I say I put on races, they're like, oh, I would never run unless somebody's chasing me. Like, how many times have I heard that? And I feel like there's something for everybody. I'm sure as you've seen at races, it's like there's every shape, every ability, not even last. And
Well,
it's
that's the
like you
really
can
cool
walk the
thing.
whole thing.
Yeah. The really cool thing about races that I love is like you're only against yourself. Like it doesn't matter who's passing you or not passing you or what your pace is. Like it's just your own game. It's for you. You're surrounded by people who are just like genuinely hyped and excited to be doing it. Ugly Sweater was like so different than any of the other races that I did because everybody was just like so excited. It was not raining, so I think there was like a whole new level of excitement because everybody thought we
But
would
it would
be
be
like
raining.
soaked, right? But it's just like this natural energy that you're like, where does it even come from? And then as you like randomly see people throughout the course and they're like, keep going. And it was, I love it.
I can't wait to keep following you through this journey. It
Thank
sounds
you.
like you've established these routines and habits, and you just keep at them.
Keep going. That's the hardest part, I think. You get overwhelmed because it's so different from the life I used to live. Again, not even a year ago. And I think you just have to give yourself grace. Hey, I'm not perfect. I'm not going to be perfect every day, but just know, okay, let's get back after it.
And sometimes I find too, and I found with my journey that it steers you down a different path. And sometimes that means it's not the same friendship, it might not be the same environments that you've gone to. You might not go to drinking at bars with your friends anymore because you got to get up in the morning and go for a run. But it's like, you're constantly having to make those choices and decisions, and it can be super difficult and challenging.
Oh,
So,
absolutely. I've made a lot of those. Made a lot.
congrats. I'm so happy for you
Thank
and
you.
excited. Thanks for your time today. And
Absolutely.
I know that you're inspiring this entire community, and we're all rooting for you and cheering you on. So,
Thank you so much.
yeah.
It's been
All
so
right.
great to be part of it.
Thanks, Kate. We'll see you soon. All
Okay.
right.
Bye.